in prayer, so you'll notice that almost every section of the Shemona Esrei is said in plural. We speak about the collective Jewish people in prayer. We're praying, hopefully, in a tzibul. And even if we aren't physically standing in a minyan, we view ourselves as part of a minyan. We view ourselves as a part of the whole when we pray. So prayer is about the Jewish people. Our sages said that if a person has a personal request, he may interject it at the prayer that is fitting. So if we have a person who wants to pray for someone that's ill, we say stick it into the blessing of Refa'inu. Person wants help in Parnasa, so we say stick it into the blessing of Barech Aleinu. At the end of prayer, our later institution was to say a prayer which one of the Amoraim used to say, the Gemara and Brachos quotes, I think it was Rav, I'm not sure. He used to say, Elokai netzol l'shoni meira. He personally used to say, God, help me. That Elokai netzol l'shoni meira usfatayim daber mirma is in singular sense. In singular tense. He would say it about himself. Now, in our day and age, we're not so good at composing prayers. So the rabbis recommend that we don't interject our personal prayer at different junctures of the Shemona Esrei, but rather either at Shomei Tefillah or preferably at the very end in Elokai Netzol, we should add our own personal prayer. Even when we add our own personal prayer, our sages said that it is better if one asks his prayer within the klal, meaning a person can say, please make my grandmother well, or a person can say, please make my grandmother well, among the other ill of Israel, you should send her a complete recovery. And we say that one has a better chance of having his prayer answered when he comes to God as a part of a whole, rather than as an individual. We say, I am an individual, but I'm an individual who's a part of a larger whole. And as such, we try to make our prayer, even when we're praying about ourselves, as a prayer of the individual as part of a greater whole. But we're nonetheless praying for our individual needs and the individual needs of the people we know. And that's part of prayer. Not only is that a part of prayer, but one is biblically obligated to pray when one has an individual need. Prayer every day, so it's a machloket, whether once a day is biblical or not. But when one is in a time of need, so then everyone agrees that one is biblically obligated to pray. So it's not only permissible, but it's obligatory to pray for what I need or what every individual needs when he needs it. Okay?